It's a football. It's a football.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. Joining you this week as usual, this is Tariq.
Hey guys.
And along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
I'm sorry.
Vishal jumping the gun because he's very excited about how United have been doing, and we'll talk about that going into the show. But before we begin, like we say, we always discuss stuff that makes soccer sense. And we start off with the fact that Brendan Rodgers will be in the Champions League and not Jose Mourinho.
Thanks.
And not Conte. Okay, so well, that's how the Champions League works, I suppose. Now coming back to issues at hand. Before we move anything else forward, we just had the Olympics concluded.
Yep.
And Brazil on home soil won the gold.
Yep.
Some sort of redemption for Neymar, out injured last time at the World Cup, had to sit through that painful 7-1 drubbing to come and take the winning penalty against Germany.
Yep.
And sure, it's an Olympic competition, but it's a win nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a win nonetheless. I think Brazil needed it more than anything, because they've had some devastating losses upcoming, including being knocked out of the group stages of the Copa America.
Did not start very well in the Olympics either.
So it's a much required victory going into the World Cup qualifiers, where they're not in a great comfortable position either. So yeah, it's a victory is a victory. Olympic gold is an Olympic gold. So it's something that counts, that definitely, you know, ensures the fact that he is the greatest Brazilian of this generation. But let's see if they can build on this, because I still don't think they have the squad to build on this and really go ahead and take the world by the throat like Brazil used to.
Okay, so we'll see how that develops. But speaking of how things are developing, Vishal,
yep,
we will dive right into the English Premier League.
Yep.
And week two has given us slightly more evidence to talk about, to build on.
Yep.
And specifically, two pieces of evidence are very crucial.
Yep.
Exhibit A, United 2, Southampton 0. That Friday night game was quite the exhibition from United. But most importantly,
yep,
United with their swag back, like you said.
Yep. So, for one, they were using the wings effectively. So, like you said, United with their swag back, for sure. It was good to watch. It was, like I said, I'd still say it's way too early to say anything about how the season will go. But it's at least nice to see United moving forward, United playing good football, and, you know, looks like they're moving forward with some intent, and they do look like scoring goals instead of, you know, a bunch of horizontal passes. So definite positives. The defense still needs some fixing and some tightening, because Southampton did have some good chances which they are assessing. So obviously I think that will come with time, and the more these guys play with each other, because Bailly and Smalling, who was going to be the starting centre backs, still need time to really, you know, forge a partnership which is still not there. So it's a good start. It's a definite great start. Everybody seems to have clarity in terms of what their role in the team is for a change, and right now they're all sticking to it. It's about doing it across 38 weeks, which we'll have to wait and watch.
Okay. And speaking of doing things across 38 weeks, something that has not been discussed yet, but quietly out there at Stamford Bridge, Antonio Conte has a 100% record with Chelsea.
Yep.
Two wins out of two games.
Yep.
But most importantly, how those wins have come. The first game, Chelsea had an equalizer against them, got the winner at the last minute.
Yeah.
Next game again, they
Chelsea
went
equalizer.
Down.
Yeah.
And then came back to win that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, again, it is too early to read into things, but
yeah,
Antonio Conte is somebody who comes from Juventus.
Great.
Juventus who have their Fine philosophy, which is until the end. Chelsea seem to be embracing that.
So I think it's tricky. It's a very tricky situation, because they're definitely embracing the spirit of Conte of playing up till the 90th minute and playing till the final whistle. But the problem is, the one thing that is clear is there are shortcomings in the squad. There are shortcomings in this team, and I don't think starting Conte and Matic together is definitely going to work, because they're becoming too defensive, and in spite of being too defensive, people are easily getting past their midfield.
Yeah, they seem to be
having
a problem at the back, which was
yeah,
their issue last season as
Correct.
Well. If you remember, most of the troubles during the Mourinho endgame
yep.
era came out of there.
So I still think there are a lot of issues that need to be fixed. While two games, two great comebacks, two great last minute victories are good on paper, but you need to realize the opposition is only going to get tougher. So this is not going to happen, for example, against the Spurs, against the United, against an Arsenal, I don't know. But against the top teams, comeback is harder, because they will play with far more discipline and far more organization. So I'm sure Conte is a observe these holders well, and I think he's working on fixing it. But I think the squad needs to step up still. The players are still not playing up to their potential, and if that happens, I think it's a good Chelsea squad. If not, I still think a lot of things are missing.
Okay, so speaking about Arsenal, we spoke about them last week. We previewed the big game against Leicester.
Yep.
The big game turned out to be a bit of a damn squib.
Oh wow.
0-0 draw.
Yep.
Which really was more of a relief for Leicester and further frustration for Arsenal.
Yep. Overall, I think honestly Leicester were the better team at the King Power Stadium. For sure they were the better team at the King Power Stadium. Arsenal, I don't know what they were doing. They definitely are struggling without a striker. Those Giroud came on in the last 10-15 minutes, didn't really help the cause. Playing Sanchez up front is clearly not the solution. So there seems to be a lot wrong with Arsenal right now. They do not have an established striker, they do not have an established outlet, while they have a packed midfield. So I don't know how Arsenal are going to fix this. They have long-term injuries in defence, and there are new defenders coming in as well. So I think by the time Wenger figures out the solution, they might be in trouble already this season.
So this might be the season where Arsenal really can't take even a top 4 for granted.
If they keep going like this, and if they're not use the transfer window to fix the issues that they have, I'm sorry, but other teams are passing you by.
Okay, and we have come to that point in the season where we have an early international break this weekend, and then of course there is a 2-week international break when the World Cup qualifiers get this team. But there are some key games which are happening this weekend.
Yep.
Probably none more key than Spurs versus Liverpool. Liverpool need to bounce back from a 4 defeat against
Spurs,
Burnley, and then Spurs.
So I think Spurs are off to a very smart start this season, because they got one draw and one win, and though they've not been playing close to their best, they managed to grind out results, which is a smart start, which puts them in a good position, because they, as if you notice the way Spurs have played, they've not gone out all guns blazing yet. And I think that's very smart, because a lot of times Spurs are starting to play post the 70th minute pitch, where their fitness is coming into play again. So either Liverpool in this game go early, kill Spurs early, or if you let Spurs into this game, Spurs right now are the stronger team and will come back to haunt Liverpool. So it's going to be a great game. It is going to be a tactician's game. It's going to be Klopp's heavy
Klopp
metal
against
versus
Pochettino.
I don't know what Pochettino's genre is. But let's
question
see how it
is
goes
probably
out.
more like jazz picks up the energy when he needs to. How would the Champions League play into Spurs' overall planning for the season? Because this is a very important competition for them.
I think Spurs, which is exactly why I think Spurs will have a mid-table finish this season, because they have not have a squad deep enough to really last that many games and play the Champions League. If they don't qualify, they might have the UEFA Cup. If they qualify, they have the knockouts, and they have the Carling Cup, the EFL Cup now, then they have the FA Cup. And so I don't think Spurs have a squad that have the depth to last that long. So I think Pochettino has not realized that. He's depending on players being fit throughout the season, which worked for them last season because they did not have as many games.
So they kind of got lucky, but they did not necessarily again.
Yep.
And to end this podcast, we focus on Pep Guardiola and Manchester City.
Yep.
Guardiola, I was just reading an article which was headlined that Guardiola was quote-unquote surprised by the City quality.
Yep.
So I had to click the article to find out whether this was a good surprise or a bad surprise. Turns out he's good surprised by the quality. They picked up 2 wins in 2, but not exactly convincing. And this week they face West Ham United.
So, see, that's the thing, right? Like we mentioned in the beginning of the season in our podcast, City have always had the quality. None of these players are bad. All of these players cost them a lot of money to get them in, so they better have quality. The problem which Pep Guardiola will see over a period of time, which all the other managers have seen, is none of them play or last the length of the season. Aguero, once injured, City don't find goals. They do not have backup. So while he's brought in a few players, he's not brought in match winners for them yet. They've got a bunch of good players. So I think the challenge again is to play 38 games, and the challenge is to make sure that happens. So definitely, see, last season the way City started, 6 wins, 6 games.
They look like they had the title series.
So the point being, City always let you win. So we'll have to figure out and wait and watch how they go about the rest of the season. I think it'll be interesting. So,
and this is the point of the season where we keep reminding our listeners that it's a 38 game season.
Correct.
It's really hard to quickly read into anything.
Ideally, we should do this around Christmas break, and then we'll have a Christmas season rather, where we'll have a clear idea of what's happening.
Okay, so those were the talking points for this week. We shall, of course, be back after the international break again, assessing once the EPL returns what's going on there, and also with a bit of an update from the international arena as to how the World Cup qualifiers are going, because there's some very intriguing battles there. We'll be back then. Hopefully, our resident Juventus fan will also be back there. Who right now is basking in the reflected glory of Gonzalo Higuain's 90 million debut in the Serie A and a win for Juventus. And we shall bring you all of that maybe next week. So, in the meantime, along with Vishal,
see you guys.
This is Tariq signing off. See you guys next week.